Is this one working?
Yeah.
I get a little confused in this when we start talking about intuition. I think you said that intuition is a different thing from synchronicity. And, well, in the first place, intuition is a very difficult thing to define.
Yeah.
And in my thinking, the definition of intuition is like synchronicity. So I get a little confused in all of this, knowing the difference between the two. Could you elaborate on that just a little?
I will try to remove the confusion, but I follow the path of Jung. Jung defined the synchronicity as an event, something that's happening. So an event that creates a before and an after, strong emotional impact, transform something, a causa. So this is an event. I differentiate that from intuition. This is a faculty of perception. So intuition is more a tool than an event. So if we try to remove the confusion, we can see that event, synchronicity is an event, something happening. Intuition, a tool that helps us playing with synchronicity. So intuition can be a tool that can be stimulate. We can stimulate intuition, not synchronicity. We can stimulate the intuition, be curious, and that. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, could you say that intuition is a feeling?
Can I say that intuition is a feeling?
Yeah.
A gut feeling. As you know, Jung defined four orientation processes: intuition, feeling, sensation, and thinking. So this is the four tool of the psyche, like a boussole. How you say boussole?
Compass.
A compass. So we can say that intuition, sensation, thinking, feeling are the four compass of our life. Then we can detect things. But intuition is the faculty to detect the things that are not visible with your eyes. You feel it, yeah. Intuition, you feel it. Yeah. So I think in the, because Jung said there's four compass, the intuition. I think intuition is more, it's precious. We can explore it in a lot of details. But I think one also aspect about intuition, it's the ability to see before the curve. Jung said that. You can see before the curve. But it's also to the capacity to see things that are not visible, to see the invisible.
It's almost like guessing.
Guessing. But you have to verify after that. The problem with intuition is you have to verify because you can see a lot of things that is not in your world and it has nothing to do with your world. So you have to verify. I have intuition, I verify. And that's the verification, like I said in the conference. I have an email, someone wants my money. The first reaction, oh, he wants my money, I give my money. So this will be an automatic reaction. Intuition, tell me there's something in this message. So intuition was a tool to go into that direction, go to the workshop, discover things in my life. So intuition was a tool for going further. If I was not able to see the intuition about this event, I said, okay, no, it's correct. Very interesting thing, but I don't go further. So when you say that intuition is a feeling, you cannot explain why. There's no why on the intuition. There's a motion, a movement that pushes you into a direction. It pushed you into, like I said, with Wayne Gretzky, the intuition push you into where the pucks go. You cannot explain why. You go and you verify.
It's experience.
It's experience.
Experience.
Yeah, you experience. Yeah. And more you use the intuition, more you go into the puck where no one's there and you feel comfortable being alone, more you can enlighten your intuition. Because in our society, you go a lot of time where everyone go. You don't go into your own intuition that there's no one there. So that's why it's difficult to listen to your intuition, because you will go into a place that no one go. That's what Jung said. That's what Jung does. Jung has the intuition to go deep into his unconscious, alone in the dark. And then he discovers a lot of things. So yeah, intuition is a tool that, like a compass, help you going into new country, new continent that never one has been there. So that can be crazy for a lot of... Is that a... I don't remember the quotation of Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus, who discovered a new world. He said that we never go as far as where we don't know where we go. Christopher Columbus said that we never go as far as where we don't even... But we have the feeling. Christopher Columbus had the feeling to go. Cannot explain it. You feel it. You have to go. By essence, the more intuitive person that you can find is children. Children, they don't accept this is as only one function. They explore it can be a lot of function.
Yeah.
So they are not sticking to one definition of thing. They have the intuition to, oh, maybe I can do that, I can do that, I can do... So the intuition of the children push to explore, to... I've been to the exhibition of Dali in St. Petersburg. Dali is a child at play, and very intuitive. More intuitive than that, you can. So it's a child at play, Dali. But you have to have the courage to explore place that a lot of time you're alone.
And don't you think this is what Jung encourages us to do?
Jung played a lot. Jung played a lot in his life. A lot of time of Jung was spending just putting some block, some rock into the ground. So yeah, Jung was a great player. Yeah. And also the word play, I like the word. It's giving a space. In French, play jeu, when something is too tight, you give jeu, you give a space. So it's the same word for giving a space. Then play. So I hope I have giving space to explore this kind of ideas. And even if sometimes it can be confused, it's okay. At the end of my conference, a lot of time people get confused, but that's okay because you can explore your own confusion and try to put your own words. Yeah. And put your own words. I have put my words into that, and intuition is that. But you are in your own government. You can decide for you what intuition means for you and redefine your words for you. So that's the beauty of creativity.
I can talk loud.
No, that's the rule. That's the rules. If we want to play, there's no the rules.
Recording those questions as well.
She don't want to be... You're afraid of what you will think?